Do you think that it was the offensive in the Swat Valley that sort of turned the militants directly against the military itself?
No, I think it goes back before then. One of them would have been some of these groups in southern Punjab being outlawed. That was an unpopular move made by General Musharraf when he was president. The Pakistan Army has also been attacking militants prior to the SWAT operation in Waziristan, both north and south, and they did have a peace agreement with some groups there. So they've fought them. The Pakistan Army has fought the militants, and they've lost casualties, and I don't think the militants have enjoyed that. And probably thirdly as well, and perhaps even just as important, is the drone attacks. The Americans have been targeting militants in the federally administered tribal areas that abut the Afghan border, and they've been able to do that partly because they fly the drones from Pakistan airports, and also partly because the Pakistan Army has been swapping intelligence with the Americans and being able to successfully target some of these militants, the most high-profile one being just recently, and that was the drone attack that killed Bayatullah Masood, the head of the Tehriki Taliban, the Pakistan Taliban organization, and that's caused them some serious problems.
With the scale of the militancy rising across the country, what impact is this having upon Pakistani society? I spoke with Professor Samina Yasmeen, Director of the Centre for Muslim States and Societies at the University of Western Australia.
The Pakistani civil society is experiencing a lot of sense of insecurity, and that insecurity started in the 1990s, but it's really become a lot bigger in magnitude, stronger sense of insecurity among the people extends not just simply to the poorer classes, but also to the upper classes. Poor people who have to work in the shops and in areas where there's a lot of congestion are never sure whether there would be or not be a suicide bomb attack. Among the elite, what I've come across is that there are cases of kidnappings, and the elite of the society, they're always worried when their kids go to school whether the kids would come back home or not. So there's a general sense of unease and not knowing how life would turn out. Despite that, I'm aware of a lot of Pakistanis who just simply keep living their lives, and they haven't resigned to what might happen, but it's a sense that you cannot put your life on hold, so you must really keep going.
Dr. Christopher Sneddon from Deakin University says the militant attacks of the past week are intended to reaffirm the strength of the Taliban and to warn of the probable human costs of the long-delayed but reportedly imminent military offensive in southern Waziristan province. Considering that it more or less only takes a handful of individuals to coordinate a suicide attack on an army convoy, are we headed down the road of a sort of Iraq situation and IEDs like strewn across Pakistan?
It is quite possible because the Taliban is an irregular force. They don't fight by the rules that a regular force like the Pakistan or Indian Army would fight by. They use whatever advantages they can, and they will flee from an area and regroup somewhere else. They will use IEDs if they find that to be appropriate. They will use suicide bombers because that's a cheap and easy way to do it. So they will use whatever they have at their disposal to try and protect themselves, to try and advance themselves, and to shore up their position vis-a-vis the Pakistan Army.